Life on New Hampshire's Isles of Shoals isn't always the same as it is for those of us on the mainland, but a solar energy project there may point the way toward the future of energy all over the region. Here to explain is David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and graniteGeek.org. Hi there.
Hey there.
The Star Island installation is the largest off-grid solar farm in New England. How big are we talking here?
It's 130 kilowatts, about 420 panels. Covers about a half acre of the island. The island is 44 acres, I believe. Importantly, it's connected to a 600 kilowatt battery system, which replaced a couple of diesel generators so that they can draw electricity when the sun isn't shining, as it has an annoying habit of doing. And they say that in the wintertime, when obviously there's just a caretaker there, and even in the spring and fall, when it's just caretaker and staff, they should be able to provide all their electricity. And in the summertime, when the tourists descend and they have their conferences and whatnot, it should provide about 60% of the island's electricity.
Now, there were quite a few reasons behind this change, and one is simply that they're not hooked up to the grid.
Yeah, they're not exactly. They're six miles, I think it is 6 miles offshore, and nobody's run a cable out to them. And so they've always had their own generator on the island that's powered by diesel. They're wonderful machines. They do a fabulous job at producing electricity, but they tend to be noisy, suck up a lot of fuel. That's a problem when you're on an island and you need to get your diesel. They have their diesel brought in from Portland, Maine, a couple shipments a year. It's really difficult. So there were definite benefits to switching to solar.
Now, my first thought was, what about wind power? I mean, there you are out in the ocean, but it sounds like that wasn't necessarily the most optimal choice.
That is surprisingly often the case with wind. Wind is a fabulous resource in the right places, but the right places are fewer and further between than laymen like you and I think. It's not enough that it's really breezy occasionally. It's got to be breezy enough for enough of the time, and that really wasn't the case, particularly in the summertime.
Now, along with the new sources of energy, there's also an effort to have the people on the island conserve energy. They're using less.
And this is a common theme. So one of the big power sucks on the island is creating fresh water. They use a reverse osmosis system that basically pushes seawater through a filter so that the salt stays on one side and the water goes on the other side. Very standard method, but it uses a lot of electricity. So they need a lot of electricity. So they couldn't really do away with that, but they were able to do away with some other things, reduce their usage for things. They even talked about the dishwasher. You wash a lot of dishes when you have hundreds of guests coming in the summertime. So they use new systems that use less power, use less water, which is a good thing, and therefore also send less wastewater to their wastewater treatment system, which is another issue on islands.
How feasible is it that we might see the same approach in areas that are currently on the grid?
Microgrid is the sort of the term du jour for this. It's becoming feasible enough, and both for cost and technology reasons, to establish microgrids, which is cut yourself off from the grid because you have enough battery to use the own electricity you've generated on site. Colleges or large company sites or jails or something like that, big institutions that are self-contained can really start realistically thinking about whether it would do better for them to be separate from the grid. Now, it's still a small thing, but New York State, for one, is got seven, I think it is, research sites around the state where they're looking at establishing microgrids. Usually in places where the grid has some issues. So instead of spending lots of money on building more wires and building more pylons, and we know how much people like that, instead of doing that, maybe you can establish a microgrid for part of the usage, and then you won't need to upgrade the grid. So that's part of what's being looked at, and it's a potential to be a real game changer.
And one of the potential selling points for projects down the road, the people on Star Island say, if nothing else, it is a lot quieter now. Makes it easier to listen to science conversations on the radio.
Which is exactly what everybody wants to do.
Well, David, thanks so much.
You bet.